Negotiations to strengthen the Biological Weapons Convention collapsed in the summer of 2001 after the United States rejected proposed verification measures. Washington said they would do little to deter countries from seeking biological weapons. A short time later, terrorists carried out the September 11th attacks on New York and Washington. UN disarmament official Richard Lenane says the terrorist attacks renewed interest in the treaty.
There was this recognition that the threats, including the threat of terrorism, had really, as you say, focused minds, and it did increase, what can we say, the flexibility or willingness to cooperate and to find a common approach among the states' parties, which until then had, as you know, some very stark differences.
The Biological Weapons Convention prohibits the development, production, and stockpiling of these toxic weapons. The convention, which was the first multilateral disarmament treaty banning an entire category of weapons, was enacted in 1972 and came into force in 1975. But the convention's single greatest weakness is that it has no international verification measures. It does not allow for on-site inspections of industrial facilities to see whether nations are cheating on their commitments. The chairman of the conference, Pakistani Ambassador Masood Khan, agrees this is a problem. He says there is no common ground on having on-site inspections, so countries have essentially given up trying to get an international verification regime. He says they are working on other measures to try to achieve similar results.
This week we're meeting to take stock of national implementation measures.
Besides that, the experts will be looking at ways to control individuals or groups within countries from getting hold of biological weapons. They also will seek to improve cooperation among the different national law enforcement agencies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.